Steve, tell me about Quick Kicks hands-free shoes and why it's so important for family caregivers to know about them.
For many people, this presents a daily struggle to put their shoes on due to all sorts of conditions, whether it be vertigo, or they might be obese or have chronic back pain or severe arthritis or cerebral palsy, Parkinson's. I mean, there's just a whole host of conditions that make it difficult for people to put their shoes on independently. Having hands-free shoes not only allows these people to get into proper supportive footwear independently, but it increases their self-esteem because it now unburdens the caregiver from having to do it for them.
And what inspired you to create them?
Well, about 9 years ago, my teenage son developed scoliosis, which many people might know is a curvature in the back. And he had to wear this big torso brace that went from his lower abdomen to up under his armpits to prevent the curve in his back from getting worse. But it also prevented him from being able to bend over and put his own shoes on. And that's where the inspiration came to me, was to develop some footwear that he could independently put on and not have his mom and dad come over and do it for him.
So this is your background? You have experience in the footwear industry?
And none whatsoever. No. No, I went to college and studied computer science and electrical engineering. I worked for a little bit as a robotics engineer, but actually spent most of my career in the retail food business. So it had nothing to do with footwear. This is just a need that I saw, from in my son's life, that I thought was worth pursuing and to help not only him, but people in other conditions that make it difficult to put their shoes on independently.
And so many of the best products and services, the most unique products that are the most supportive, I've seen started this way. As we call it, there are caregiver-friendly awards, and so many of these award winners are people who had a need and didn't find that need serviced in the market and then created a market. So how's it going?
It's going pretty well. It's been a very long journey, I'll tell you that. Having had no experience in the footwear industry, it was a pretty steep learning curve for me. I developed the mechanism and filed patents, and then I was looking for manufacturing, and it took a very, very long time to line up manufacturing. Most footwear manufacturers didn't want to deal with me in my crazy shoes because, as I found out, was a challenge for them to introduce different components of the hands-free mechanism into the production line. And so it took a long time. But we launched earlier this year, and we're really making a positive difference in a lot of people's lives.
Tell me what you can tell me about how the process works.
It's really a very simple, robust mechanism. There's no electronics, there's no batteries, there's no remote controls or anything like that, no Bluetooth or Wi-Fi connections. It's a very simple, robust mechanism. There's a spring-loaded hinge that's underneath the heel portion of the shoe, and what happens is it enables the rear portion to rotate backwards, and it creates a huge entryway that makes it very easy for people to slide their foot right into the shoe. It's about 50% larger than a typical shoe. So you can slide your foot right in, and then as you step down, the motion of your foot going down into the shoe rotates the back of the shoe closed, and it securely fastens with a magnet. And to get out, you simply do a little heel strike, either from a standing or a sitting position, and the momentum of your foot swinging down breaks the magnetic hold, the shoes pop open, your foot slides right out. So you never have to bend over or use your hands to get in or to get out.
The greatest challenge to a lot of folks in their own home is slip and fall accidents. Slip and fall accidents are a huge problem with older adults. So can this help?
And just to expand on that a little bit, how huge a problem it is. I mean, the statistics relating to slip and fall accidents are quite staggering. It happens to 30% of people over the age 65 every year have a slip and fall accident. And that results in 95% of the hip fractures that occur. And 50% of the older adults that have a hip fracture are unable to return home or live independently again. And it really can be the beginning of a downward spiral, unfortunately, that, you know, severely, negatively impacts the quality of their life and, in many respects, their life expectancy. So if we can help prevent slip and fall accidents by even, you know, a small fraction of a percent, it can have tremendous impact, you know, for millions of people. There was actually a study done by the University of Washington, a large study involved over 1,300 subjects over a two-year period, and they were trying to find out to what extent various types of footwear or the lack of wearing footwear contributes to slip and fall accidents. And what they found was quite staggering. Compared to wearing supportive athletic shoes like sneakers, the increased risk of having a slip and fall accident associated with people who, say, wear flip-flops or shuffle around in bedroom slippers all the time, the increased risk is 30%. And for people who walk around in their socks or barefoot a lot of the time, the increased risk of having a slip and fall accident is 1,000%. So it's quite staggering, and it's a huge problem. Obviously, from the personal standpoint of the people involved that might have an injury, but it's also a huge drain on the healthcare system because the average cost of a trip to the hospital related to a slip and fall accident is $30,000, and that translates into $34 billion annually in direct medical costs. So I think if we can get people into quick kicks, which would allow them to easily get on supportive, securely fastening footwear as easily as slipping into those hazardous flip-flops or bedroom slippers, we have the potential to reduce slip and fall risk, reduce injury, you know, help people live longer, healthier lives, and reduce medical costs.
Well, I could see the convenience factor of the Quick Kix saves lives. I mean, if you're walking around the house, you come home, and, you know, for me, you know, I'm in my socks, or to put on in shoes and tie up shoes and pull them over the back of my heel and deal with the heck with it. I'm just going to walk around barefoot. I'm just going to walk around in socks.
Exactly.
And I have fallen, so I'm telling you. It's
exactly.
It's definitely a part of it.
Right. It's the convenience is a big factor. And, you know, for people, think about it. I mean, like yourself and all these other people that I mentioned, if it's a real struggle for you to bend over and put your shoes on, it causes you pain and discomfort. You're just not going to bother a lot of the time. And actually, we did our own survey, an online survey, and asked people who have some sort of difficulty putting on their own shoes, what do they do? And 73% of them said they walk around in flip-flops or Crocs or the like most of the time. So it's a huge hazard. Wait, you know, it's an accident waiting to happen, I hate to say. So the convenience factor is very big. And if we can get these people, you know, into good supportive footwear as easily as a bedroom slipper, say, I think there's real potential there to help people out.
What sizes do they come in? Are they offered for kids? What styles do they come in? I want to get a visual on it.
Sure. Well, we have a variety of styles in men's and women's, a couple different sneaker type styles. We have some with Velcro straps. We have a casual dress shoe for men. We have a Mary Jane for ladies. So there's about a half a dozen styles. They range in sizes down from a woman's size 6 through a woman's size 11 on the women's side, and in two widths, medium and wide. And for the men, they go in sizes from 7 to 14 in three widths, medium, wide, and extra wide. The laces, there are shoe laces on many of them or Velcro straps, and those are fully functional. So the idea is that you set those once, either the person who uses them sets them once or perhaps a caregiver, and then you don't have to worry about them anymore and you get in and out using the hands-free system.
So what have you heard from your users?
Well, we've had some tremendous testimonials. There was a gentleman in Florida, actually his son bought a pair for his father, and he was telling me that his father gets headaches every time he bends over to put his shoes on. He feels lightheaded, gets a headache, and now with Quick Kicks, since there's no bending anymore, he loved them. I mean, he sent me this glowing testimonial how they changed his life. And there's a gentleman in Florida who had multiple sclerosis. He bought a pair, and he said Quick Kicks enabled him to put his shoes on independently for the first time in 20 years. And I'll tell you, it's stories like that that make me tear up. And his wife got on the phone to thank me too, because she said she was the one who had to put his shoes on every day, and she was no spring chicken herself. So that became a task, that she wasn't looking forward to each day. And and then he called me back 6 weeks later and he ordered a second pair. So that's a great story. I have another gentleman not far from us. I'm based in New York City, not far in Yonkers, and he had 7 spine surgeries. And on top of that, he wears a foot drop brace. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that is, but that's a brace that provides support underneath the base of the foot for people that have foot drop and they don't have the agility and the muscle strength to keep their foot up as they walk. And it's very difficult for people with those kind of braces to put their shoes on with the brace on because it doesn't enable the foot to articulate and maneuver itself into a shoe. So between that and his 7 spine surgeries, he couldn't put his shoes on at all. And until he got a pair of Quick Kicks. And it was the first time he was able to put shoes on independently for months and months. And so they not only worked for him without the ability to bend because of his back issues, but he was able to slide his foot in even with the foot drop brace very easily and get the shoes on.
Are Quick Kicks covered by insurance?
They're currently not covered by insurance. We're looking into that. Exploring that. It's kind of a long bureaucratic road. However, that being said, we are set up to sell to the VA. So, there have been customers that see healthcare practitioners at the VA, and the VA actually has discretionary funds available. So if a vet comes in and they have a clear need, why they can't independently put their shoes on by themselves, and that particular healthcare practitioner at the VA is aware of Quick Kicks, they can purchase them outright and give them free of charge to that vet in need. So that's a type of insurance, if you will.
Yeah, that's great. Are there other ways that people can defray the cost of the Quick Kicks?
Well, also in the New York City area, we are hooked up with United Cerebral Palsy of New York. And if you have a documented disability, again, with a documented need to show that it's difficult for you to put your shoes on and you're at home living with a family member, you can apply through UCP and get the proper forms. Once those are submitted, UCP then submits payment to us, and we send the shoes out free of charge to the consumer. So that's, at this point, is only limited to the boroughs of Brooklyn, Manhattan, and the Bronx in New York City. And if people want to find out more, I can email them the forms and documentation necessary for them to get their free Quick Kicks.
So how do I get a pair?
You can purchase them online through our website, quickkicks.com. QUIKIKS.com. And all the sizes and styles for men and women currently are $249. and you can just order them online, pick and choose the style you like, and we, if they're in stock, they'll go out within 2 days.
What would be the one most important piece of advice that you'd like to share with a family caregiver?
Well, I'd like to tell them that if they do have a loved one at home with them that struggles to put on their shoes, that our Quick Kicks hands-free shoes can not only improve their quality of life and independence, but also improve their self-esteem, because in many cases, you're the one putting on their footwear for them. And, we have an opportunity here through Quick Kicks to greatly improve these aspects of the person's life. Wandering around in socks increases the risk of a fall, slip and fall accident by 1,000%.
Anything by 1,000%, otherwise, other than your income going up, is not good.
Right.